We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to Over America. Oh boy. You know what the Cardinals need right about now? They need their own version of Gloria that they can play to get them all riled up. I mean, it worked for the Blues, and maybe they can bring back the old song from, what was it, the late 70s?
The lyrics in the tune of We Can Do It.
78, here it is. They need that little spark right now.
We can do it. We can win it all.
No Gloria. They said this was the 1978 season. Where did the Cardinals end in 78? Remember, it wasn't good. Ooh, so they need something. Where's that spark? Cardinals, come on now. You know, you get a bigger reaction from the opposing players. Pujol comes in, you go crazy for him. Cardinals, you got to root that hard for your own players now and again. Come on now. In yesterday, Camo X Sports replayed Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final where the Blues won the Stanley Cup. Got me all pumped up. And then we follow that up with a loss with the Cardinals. You know, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. You know, at least we're not this sports talk station over in Kansas City, WHB. And Kevin Kitzman, have you heard of him? Did you hear this clip of how he was criticizing Andy Reid's kids? And that's kind of a poor, in poor taste, really. So Sports Radio 810 WHB attempted to argue Monday afternoon that the Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid, doesn't have a strong history of helping troubled players because it stems from his inability to control his own family. Essentially, that's what he said here. Let me play the clip for you. It's pretty poor taste.
Andy Reid does not have a great record of fixing players. He doesn't. Discipline is not his thing. It did not work out particularly well in his family life. And that needs to be added to this. As we're talking about the Chiefs, he wasn't real great at that either. He's had a lot of things go bad on him. Family and players.
All right. That is in terribly poor taste. So, as you remember, or maybe you don't, Andy Reid, the head coach there, his oldest son, Garrett, died in 2012 of an overdose after having struggled with a drug addiction. His other son, Brett, spent some time in jail in 2007, pled guilty to a road rage incident, but by all accounts, he's turned his life around. Inquirer is writing this one up. And, you know, a lot of sports people have jumped on this person pretty quickly, as they should. Lots of people have said just in what terribly poor taste it is for this this sports talk commentator to go out there and go after a family member like that. And it is in poor taste. I mean, obviously, the kids have nothing to do with his performance when it comes to the team. For you to criticize a head coach's coaching ability or his ability to motivate or do whatever it is on the field or in the locker room or whatever it is should be completely separate from their children who have nothing to do with the organization. You know, their children are, you know, that's his family life. And you know, it's a real lousy and cheap shot if you're going to try to make a point that way. So very disappointing. So as bad as things are going right now, at least we don't have sports talk people here in St. Louis doing things like that. I just wanted to bring that up. That was just an incredibly sad thing to see. So that radio host facing a backlash after evoking the death of Andy Reid's son. Yeah, real, real classy. You know, he went on Twitter later and tried to defend himself. He said, "I never mentioned one word about the tragic death of Andy Reid's son." Well, no, you implied it. mean, what? How else can that be understood? Seriously, how else can that happen? You know what's happening this week? Got two nights in a row of the Democrat debates. Oh, is everyone excited? You got your popcorn ready? Are you going to be going out to Market Street, getting a couple of lawn chairs ready to go for the excitement that is the Democrat debates? I mean, just get on that parade route right now. I love that the Hollywood Reporter calls it debate-a-palooza. That's got to be the worst of the paloozas. You know, if there's a scandal, oh, it's the something gate. Enough. It's not a palooza. You know, we have some coverage here that I wanted to talk to you about that we're going to be handling here on Overnight America. I also want to talk about some American-made cars. And yes, the ones right here in this region are listed in the top 10. I wanted to go over that on Overnight America KMOX.
Now, it's Overnight America with Ryan Recker on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
You think this song will get the Cardinals motivated to start winning again? Dun, 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 dun. There's really only one song you can play right now to get the Cardinals going. Dun, dun, dun.
We can do it. Watch them curve the ball. We can light up your day and thrill you at night. Put a smile on your face and make your spirits bright.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They need to bring this back.
This is our year.
Bum, 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 bum. You said in 78 they were one of the worst teams in the league. The song didn't work. We need the Gloria for the Cardinals this year for them to turn things around. That would do it. You know what's going to come up right after the news here at midnight? A former CIA officer, now a filmmaker. His name is Dan Gabriel. He has a film called Mosul, which documents some of the time that he spent in overseas during part of his 6 tours. It's really remarkable. Some of the different interviews he has with captured ISIS members and recruiters, liberating certain people that were in these Islamic State-held areas that were just under this terrible, terrible regime. So we're going to talk to Dan Gabriel about the current situation going on with Iran right now and what he thinks could happen, what should happen, what has happened. A really interesting take from a former CIA officer. You know what's coming up tomorrow and Thursday? We're here. NBC News, MSNBC, and Telemundo in Spanish is going to be hosting 10 Democratic presidential candidates on Wednesday and then 10 more on Thursday night. Apparently, they rolled the dice. They, like, pulled names out of a hat to figure out who's going to go where. So it was determined by a random draw, I'm sure, because, you know, everything is done fair when it comes to the DNC. I am 100% positive it's done that way. So Wednesday night, the big headliners, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, is thought to be the weaker night. Thursday is what they call the headliner night. Like, ooh, that's Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and Pete Buttigieg. So those guys will be on Thursday night. We're going to have our friend who joins us on Mondays. He's the one that does the political history. He's like the professor, Rich Rubino. He's going to give us his take on what happened during the debates after Wednesday and Thursday night. But this is what Hollywood Reporter had for their headline. Two nights, 5 moderators, 20 candidates. Can NBC pull off a debate-a-palooza? The most boring palooza you can come up with. Whenever there's a scandal, it's you got to add gate at the end because of Watergate. Oh, it's the this gate or it's the that gate. It gets boring. People have really underutilized the term palooza, haven't they? If now we're going to talk about the DNC debates a palooza. More like a snooze-looza. That joke's not going to hold up, I know. Former CIA officer Dan Gabriel, what are we going to do with Iran? His take coming up next in Overnight America KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.